Welcome to the Marriage Podcast with David and Summer.
We're here to dive into all things marriage, faith, and family. Real talk for real couples.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get into today's episode.
Welcome to the Marriage Podcast with Dave and Summer. And here on this podcast, we believe that every marriage can make it and that every marriage has a purpose. And so we're honored that you're checking us out today. And today we're talking about faith in our marriage. So the last couple episodes, we discussed how we navigate race, how we navigate politics. Mm-hmm. And today we're talking about how, I don't want to say navigate, how do we grow individually and as a couple in our faith? And this may sound basic or whatever, but I think actually it's a great challenge. You and I have heard from couples, things like praying together is something that's hard to do or it's not done. Reading the Bible together or talking about the Bible or all of that seems to be something that's a challenge for a lot of couples. So today we're talking about growing in our faith and being a team in doing it.
Right.
So what does that mean to you, growing in our faith as a married couple?
Well, I think number one, you have to have your own relationship with the Lord. That's very important. But then two, I think it's the give and take, right? So the give and take, I remember posting on Instagram, it was probably a long time ago, of like what my husband's time with the Lord looks like compared to what my time of the Lord looks like. Do you remember that? No. He did not have any kids in there. It was quiet. He maybe had music going on his phone. It just seemed very relaxing, and he could just truly receive, where I had chaos, toys, kids, toddlers. Yeah, it's a lot. So anyway, just growing in that. I mean, there's different seasons, right?
There is.
There's different seasons. I've heard couples say, especially in their alone time, one would have the kids at one specific time while the other one is having their own time with the Lord, and then they would switch off and do that. We've never done that, honey. I wonder why.
I don't know why. Why haven't you done that? where were you at? I remember one time I was praying in the office, and I was feeling Jesus on me, and the boys were running around crazy, and I was kneeling down in the chair praying, seeking God. And I remember I put my head up, and I go, boys, shut up, be quiet. Turn back around, Lord Jesus, touch me.
Wow. Wow, and you just kept going, huh?
I just kept going.
Yeah. But I think those who are those who have kids and those who have who juggle with the morning routine, you do learn how to seek God and receive God while chaos is happening. So the challenge is for those of us who would say, I don't have the time, yada, yada, yada. God can still touch you in those moments.
Yep, so good.
And you can receive.
Yeah, I would say today what I want to just talk about on this topic with you and I, and to encourage if you're married, not married, soon to be married, you have kids, you don't have kids, they're young, older, whatever, is I think this is huge. And this sounds basic, but I think it's profound, is that you and I made a decision that our marriage was going to be based on Jesus and that we were going to do our lives for him. And I just want to encourage every couple out there, it starts there. Like, we got to make a decision that we're going to base this thing on God. We're not going to base it on what culture says. We thank God for our parents and family, but it's not going to be based on their idea or their rules. It's going to be based on what God says. And our backdrop, our foundation for every situation goes back to God, and we get instruction through his word. And that's what guides us. And I think that's it. You know, it starts there, and we've done that. And of course, we're not perfect. God has really challenged me to grow as a man and love you, I would say, better. And yet, I think one of the strengths of our marriage has been we've decided that Jesus is the anchor. He's the foundation.
For sure. And I mean, even though, like you're saying, it's basic, I always love to hear other people's stories on how they actually walk out their faith. And so I pray that as other people's stories have blessed me, that this will bless you guys as well.
Right.
So how would you say that, you know, obviously we do that, mm-hmm. you know, we do it individually. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about mm-hmm. how you...
Yeah. I would say, please don't think that it's automatic because we're pastors. Stats actually show that that's not the case in terms of pastors that are married couple that are pastors are actually growing together. There's high, you know, divorce rates. There's high stats of isolation, depression, a lot of things. So yeah. Don't think that because we're pastors, it's automatic and it's easier for us. Mm-hmm. I think you and I have a great prayer time alone, one-on-one with God. You and I have to be intentional to pray together every day. Mm-hmm. And we really don't pray a long time together every mm-hmm. day. It's more of a touch base. We hold hands. We pray over something mm-hmm. and we move on. So I don't want you to think that we're hours on end
in the glory cloud.
Yeah, just praying together. We're not doing that.
And some people do. I mean, I've heard couples that do that, and I'm like, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's power to you. I like my alone time with the Lord.
But I think that for me, mm-hmm. And I know some of us maybe are more rhythmic, that we have a pattern and we stay to that, and others maybe like to be more flexible and be, you know, not locked into a certain schedule every day.
My husband is a schedule person. Yeah. He likes his rhythms.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And I am not.
What are you?
No, I am everywhere. Thank
you. You are everywhere.
Yes.
Let's keep going. So the point.
Trying to make a joke. You're such a stinker.
So for me, I love the 1-year Bible. Mm-hmm. I've done that probably for about 20 years now. I got hooked on that by a guy that really believed in it. I thought it was a great idea. The 1-year Bible set up to basically you go by the date, and when you go through every day of the year, it helps you read the Bible through in a year. And that really helps make it bite-sized in its reading every day. And for me, I just do that every year. So every year I get to December 31st, read Malachi, read Revelation, read Psalms 150, and Proverbs 31, a little bit of verses in all those, wrap it up. I usually write in the back of my Bible, you know, the things that God did that year. And then the next day, New Year's Day, I start over again. And right now we're actually challenging our boys to read the Bible through in a year.
In Kindlin.
She's doing the
kids version.
Yeah. A kids version. It's going okay. The boys are, we're going to get it. But for me, that helps me have a plan to read the Bible every day. Mm-hmm. And I've heard over the years, people say the Holy Spirit leads me on what to read every day. I've heard people say, mm-hmm. You have the Bible and close your eyes, open it and turn, you know, and that's what God's told me to read today. I've heard a lot of weird things. If you're doing that, I'm not saying you're weird.
Hey, I used that one time in college and it worked.
Was it about marrying me?
No, but.
Come on now.
It was going along that path. How about that?
She said if she married a white man, he had to be bald. Babe. Come on, somebody. But it helps me read the Bible through in a year and read about, I'd say, 15 minutes every day. I want to challenge mm-hmm. everyone listening when it comes to the Bible, talking about growing in our faith as a married couple, because mm-hmm. it's possible to be a Christian couple. This is possible to be a Christian couple and really not be progressing in faith. Your beliefs in Jesus, but you're not moving forward in an ongoing growth with him. So reading the scriptures is a big deal. And so mm-hmm. when I read the scriptures every day, it helps me stay grounded. It helps me to have this point of receiving from God. Mm-hmm. And I want to challenge everyone today to please get a plan mm-hmm. and stick to it when it comes to reading the Bible. I don't care what your plan is. YouVersion is a great Bible app that I encourage everyone to get. I want to encourage you to think about what is a plan that works for you and stick to it and work that plan. And do that plan if you feel like it or if you don't.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So you've never like pushed, because I didn't start using the 1-year Bible until, I mean, it was way after you started. Mm-hmm. But you never pushed that on me. Mm-hmm. So my question to you is, why is that?
Wisdom. Okay. Wisdom on how to lead your wife. That sounded weird. I know, I didn't want to put that on you. I think everyone has to have their own thing.
Yeah.
Everyone has to have their own flow with God, their own pattern.
And like he gets up, let's say, would you get up at 6 before? I mean, now you're getting up earlier, but
yeah.
I mean, since we've been married, he would get up at a certain time. He's never pushed that on me. So I'm just saying all of this just to maybe to, you know, give some feedback on like how we do it. Why didn't you push that on me either?
I think you needed to have your own space to grow into what you were feeling for yourself and God. I think every person needs needs the space to develop their connection and relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't copy me. I shouldn't copy you. I think we should find that rhythm and then get in that place and then work that rhythm and stay with God. And so I didn't want to put that on you, but I did want to lead by example.
Yeah.
And I need to do it for myself to be more like Jesus and then to love you and to pray for you and our kids and be an example to everybody.
Yeah.
One thing that, you know, blessed me the other day, AJ told me that he knows it's time to get up when he looks down from the upstairs and he sees the office light on and me praying. And so if I can just help fortify the family that they know their dad or their husband's praying, it does something to me in the house.
Yeah.
And so I want to encourage everyone to get a Bible plan that works for you and just work a plan. Don't go off your feelings. Don't go off whatever. Stick to the plan and work it day by day, and God is going to work. What do you use now? You use the one-year Bible, but how do you navigate that part of your faith in terms of reading?
Well, just responding back, though, of my question, I would say that I appreciate it. I appreciated him not pressuring me and not, you know, saying, okay, let's get up. You got to get up. You got to do this, da-da-da-da-da. Mainly, you know, I had a message years ago on Mother's Day called saying that motherhood is the ministry of interruptions. You know, nursing kids in the middle of the night, waking them up. I'm not a morning person. I'm growing into being a morning person. But you little stinker, I'm a night owl. So at one point, I would do a lot of stuff at night. I would read at night, or I would pray at night, or, you know, things like that. And then I found myself after my kids have really been able to get up on their own and, you know, get ready and all this stuff, then I was like, okay, now I can maybe find a rhythm here. And then now I'm, you know, introducing exercise. And so I know sometimes I've heard people say they had a hard time of like, oh my gosh, I need to pray before I exercise, or, you know, like that. And you get kind of, that's just, I would say that's between you and God. You know, give yourself some grace. The point of it is that you're seeking the Lord.
That's right.
Anyway, so how I do it now is we have a treadmill and I need to walk. So my whole thing is 10,000 steps. So I pray and walk. I pray and walk. That's the only way that I can be able to get it in. I got rid of legalism along, you know, I'm still continually getting rid of legalism, meaning like, I got
to
do it like this,
you
know,
way,
or whatever. Realizing that the devil is legalistic himself and God is not. And that really frees me.
God's
so
relational.
He's totally relational. Yeah. And it's just all about, I just want to spend time with you. God just wants to spend time with us.
Good.
So, yeah. And then I started doing the one-year Bible through, I found the app, and I've mentioned this when we do marriage conferences. I found this app. I would listen to it when I was at work because all I had to do was type. And so this is before I was working at the church, but it's called the Daily Audio Bible. And a guy named Brian, there's some people, I've mentioned it to some of our staff, and there's some people that adore him and love him. And then there's some people that are just like, I just can't get to get with this guy. And so, but I've got my kids on it. So just in case if they missed a day of actual reading, they can pop it in their ears and just listen to it. And it goes exactly through the same pattern of what PD talks about. Right now we're talking about Joshua, but I tell you every year almost.
You say the same thing every year.
Moses is about to die. I just get so upset with that, man.
At breakfast the other day on our date, we're sitting down at breakfast on Friday, and she's like, Moses is going to die. Like, he's already died. What are you talking about? That was thousands of years ago. It's not present day.
It's the principle.
He's with God.
He is with God.
He was on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus.
That's what I told you. I was like,
and she was like, but he was on the mountain with Jesus.
That's like, what are we
saying right now?
Well, because you see him as the first pastor in the Bible. And so it's like, man,
Moses
you got
in heaven. You're going to see him one day.
Thank God, right? Because he's a friend of Jesus. He saw him face to face. I mean, to God, but, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, that's besides the point. But, yeah, so that's what I do. And then I just recently started, like, I want to pray in the Spirit, like, for an hour. But that's just, yeah. That's something that the Holy Spirit has put on me. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that I've been doing. So I do it in the morning, and then I do it at night.
Yep.
And yeah, I just, you have to find your rhythm. And I'm just mm-hmm. thankful that you didn't push that on me. I've heard wives say that their husbands are like, you got to do it this way. You got to do this. And maybe it goes vice versa. You know, there's probably wives that are saying, no, you got to do this. You got to do mm-hmm. this. And I just, you know, we don't even do that to our kids of like, no. You got to do this. You got to do this. We give them the basics of like, hey, I mean, they're our kids. So they're in mm-hmm. our household, but it's like, I want to encourage you guys, read the word, because yeah. that's the only way that your mind is going to get renewed. Yeah. That's the only way that you're going to really learn the Lord mm-hmm. and his voice.
And we watched Chosen together.
We watched
so
Chosen.
So we do it different ways.
We watched Kendallin and Zayden, our youngest two. That's mm-hmm. when I got a hold of Superbook. You can find that on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I love that yeah. series for Bible stories too.
And so we've made Jesus the foundation of our marriage. And again, that's when I repeat myself. That means that what he says, what the word says, is our default. We go to that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we navigate each other, life issues, whatever. And we're going off that. And then mm-hmm. we go to his word, and we have to do this on our own. And then we pray on our own, and then we pray together. And I would say we're doing better at this. And I know we've talked about this before on the podcast, but we talk at marriage conferences, we hear this a lot, of couples struggling to pray together.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say this again. I'm going to speak to the men. If you do not feel comfortable to pray out loud yet, if you feel like that your wife is more spiritual, she knows more, or whatever, just don't let that stop you. I really believe that what our wives want from us is to be proactive. They don't need us. You don't need me to know more than you, or you don't need me to know all this knowledge. You just want me to be a proactive man
mm-hmm.
that's following Jesus and leading our family the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to encourage you as a man today that if you're in that category, don't let that stop you. Just start and pray with your wife. Be intentional about this, because if we're not intentional, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. You know, a marriage relationship does reflect God.
That's good.
Because it's covenant, and mm-hmm. it's something about when we touch and agree. And when I say touch and agree, I mean, it's something about when we come together and we agree with one another. And like you said, it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be dramatic as far as like tears are flowing, but it's something beautiful that the Lord mm-hmm. sees and connects with. And I will say, even when you're having hard times with your family or at work, mm-hmm. Whatever it may be, you know, you guys talking about it
mm-hmm.
and then saying, let's pray. Like those are moments, good moments too, of like, let's pray on this. Mm-hmm. Or you're frustrated with somebody and it's like, you know, oh, they're dealing with X, Y, and Z. Let's pray for them. It's something about that's really, really huge and powerful.
But to the practical side is you're saying touch and agree. And the Bible says in Matthew, if two on earth agree as touching, mm-hmm. ask anything in his name, it is given to them by the Father in heaven. I take that literal. So,
we do.
So Summer and I, we grab hands, mm-hmm. we're touching and agreeing, we're praying.
Or he'll grab my shoulders while I'm putting on my makeup.
Yeah, that's spiritual. And it works.
It does work.
And there's something about that. And I just want to encourage every couple today that you and I haven't arrived on this. We're growing. Pastors need Jesus too.
Yeah.
We're not, you know, elite here at all. I would say, though, that we find peace with each other and blessings because we've pursued Jesus ourselves and mm-hmm. as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And I would encourage every married couple to do this and really be intentional. Just like we've talked about having intentionality about dates or about being together, you know, having communication. I would say that one thing I want to grow in still is monthly meetings about budget. And we're doing good with money, but like being even more, sometimes we're tired, sometimes we're overwhelmed. And so I get all that. But I think the more we can be systematic, not to be boring, but to have it in a rhythm, the more we're able to nurture this in a living way. And so I just want to encourage you as a couple, just think about a rhythm for you and your spouse and go with it. Men, I want to encourage you to love your wives as Christ loves the church and just step out and just do it and start with yourself. And there's something about that, that it may not change everything the first time, but over time it will change everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. And I think we've talked about this before, but on Sunday nights, we do this with our family after you didn't preach three times last week and it was four times, but we will get together and text them and say, hey, we're meeting at the table at 7:45 p.m. Come down here, or, you know, whatever. And we will, you know, go through communion. He'll have a scripture. And I've had to, I've never told him this, but I realize, you know, sometimes I'll just be sitting there like,
I see it.
And the Lord's challenged me of like, no, be in tune. Come on, snap out of it. Let's go. He's speaking the word, you know, or whatever.
That's right.
Well, but it's just, some of that is because our kids are farting, or they're making faces, or they're, you know, looking at each other like they're goofy, or they're touching each other, you know, whatever it may be, or the dog.
So it's not like we're in the holy presence of God. It feels at times
chaos.
That it's not that way, but we're laying foundation. And what's interesting is sometimes, though, within this year, they don't leave the table.
No, they don't.
They'll just, we'll just sit and talk. And it's interesting. And so I'm just like, all right, I'm not going to stop this.
It's the sweetest thing.
And a lot of times, most weeks, we're going to bed late.
Because they're talking.
Because they're just talking. And I think they're getting older. And so Kenlin joins in on that, too, as a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
But they're just talking about different stuff, whether it be girls or friends or
sports,
ball or whatever it is, church. And just let's just keep talking. Let's just go. Let's just let it happen.
That,
so
that makes my mama heart warm, you know. It's fun.
So I want to encourage you that you and your spouse, as we wrap this up, you can grow in your faith. Please don't think it's automatic. It has to be intentional. And I believe by experience, when we do that, our marriage get stronger and healthier. And when I'm closer to Jesus, I'm going to love you better.
Yeah.
And when you're closer to Jesus, you'll love me better.
Right.
And when I'm closer to Jesus, I'll be sensitive. I'll, you know, say sorry quicker. I'll respond better because the work of Christ is moving in me. Mm-hmm. So for our marriages, when our faith gets stronger, our marriages get stronger.
Big time.
And when we get closer to Jesus, we love each other better because we're becoming more like Jesus.
And I would say, you know, when you're praying for your spouse, your heart gets sensitive for your spouse.
That's right.
And because you know, like, certain intimate conversations that you've had with your spouse, and then the Lord can reveal, you know, maybe the healing or the touch or whatever it may be. It's just, it's a beautiful thing. Sorry, Zane.
It is a beautiful thing. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I want to encourage you to move forward in your faith. God has great things for you and your spouse. And we believe this because of Jesus, that the best is yet to come. So please, if you would, like, subscribe, and share. We'd be honored. We can't wait to come back to you with the next episode. And we hope this is blessing you as we just talk real talk about a marriage. And we believe that God has a great future for you both. So God bless you. See you next time.